新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
Self-rule, a cultural history of American democracy.
自治，美国民主的文化史。
内容概要。
During those same years, other ways of defining good government and sound public policy shunt majoritarian practices to one side. Late in the 20th century, these two great themes in the history of American democracy, individualism and majoritarianism, turn on one another in modern democracy's war on itself.
在同一时期，其他对好政府和稳定的国家政策的定义都尽量回避多数主义的做法。到二十世纪后期，美国民主历史的两大主题，个人主义和多数主义，在现代民主改革中互相开启了对方。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
During those same years, other ways of defining good government and sound public policy.Shunt majoritarian practices to one side.
在同一时期，其他对好政府和稳定的国家政策的定义都尽量回避多数主义的做法。
Late in the 20th century, these two great themes in the history of American democracy.
到二十世纪后期，美国民主历史的两大主题
，individualism and majoritarianism.Turn on one another in modern democracy's war on itself.
个人主义和多数主义在现代民主改革中互相开启了对方。
多学一点。
Individualism. 英语中 ism 是一个后缀，以 ism 结尾的单词大多数都是表示某种主义或学说，比如说 exclusionism 排他主义。Marxism 马克思主义等等，而同样的，你 ist 结尾的单词大多数都是指人，比如说 Marxist 马克思主义者， Agriculturist 农学家。 On itself on oneself 独立的，靠自己，这个词组我们也可以说成 by oneself， 比如说 He finished all the work by himself， 他独立的完成了所有的工作。此外，我们还可以用词组 on one's own 来表达相同的含义。
Finally.Self-rule assesses the polarized state of contemporary American democracy. Putting the judgments of 60-odd commentators from Kevin Phillips and E.J. Dion to Robert Bella and Benjamin Barber to the test of history, Wybe offers his own suggestions on the meaning and direction of today's democracy. This sweeping work explains how the historyof American democracy has brought us here, and how that same history invites us to create a different future.
最后，自治评价了当今美国民主的极化状态，列出了从凯文·菲利普到迪扬到罗伯特·贝拉和本杰明·巴伯等六十余位评论家的意见后，微布也给出了自己对现今民主的意义和方向的建议。这个浩大的工程解释了美国民主的历史如何把我们带到了今天，以及它将如何引领我们创造一个不一样的未来。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Finally, self-rule assesses the polarized state of contemporary American democracy.
最后，自治评价了当今美国民主的极化状态。
putting the judgments of 60-odd commentators from Kevin Phillips and E.J. Dion to Robert Bella and Benjamin Barber to the test of history.
列出了从凯文·菲利普到迪扬到罗伯特·贝拉和本杰明·巴伯等60余位评论家的意见后
Guy offers his own suggestions on the meaning and direction of today's democracy.
威布也给出了自己对现今民主的意义和方向的建议。
This sweeping work explains how the history of American democracy has brought us here.
这个浩大的工程解释了美国民主的历史如何把我们带到了今天。
And how that same history invites us to create a different future.
以及它将如何引领我们创造一个不一样的未来。
A History of Our Democracy, Greg Taylor.
我们民主的历史，格莱格·泰勒。
Robert Wibe has written a brilliant history of the American meaning of democracy. Over the years, Wibe had...read deeply in democratic theory, whether written by philosophers, social scientists, or what he calls publicists, what I would call popular commentators, people like Kevin Phillips, Robert Bella, William Greeter, Irving Kristol. He concluded that most of their writings about democracy had been skewed by a lack of any historical foundation.
罗伯特·威布出色地描写了一部美国意义上的民主史。过去的这些年里，威布曾深入阅读了大量由哲学家、社会科学家还有政论学者，我更愿称这些人为流行评论员，如凯文·菲利普、罗伯特·贝拉、威廉·格莱德、欧文·克里斯特所写的关于民主的理论。他总结说，这些作品的大部分由于缺乏历史基础而有所偏离。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Robert Wibe has written a brilliant history of the American meaning of democracy.
罗伯特·威布出色地描写了一部美国意义上的民主史。
Over the years, Wibe had read deeply in democratic theory, whether written by philosophers, social scientists, or what he calls publicists.
过去的这些年里，威布曾深入阅读了大量由哲学家、社会科学家还有政论学者所写的关于民主的理论。
People like Kevin Phillips, Robert Bella, William Greeter, Irving Kristol，
如凯文·菲利普、罗伯特·贝拉、威廉·格莱德、欧文·克里斯特。
He concluded that most of their writings about democracy had been skewed.By a lack of any historical foundation.
他总结说，这些作品的大部分由于缺乏历史基础而有所偏离。
This book is the result.He chose about 60 core writings, one by each author, with the singular exception of Rawls, who is allowed two. The introduction is a very enjoyable summing up of some of the problems that Wibe has with these core writings. It comes down to the fact that, whether from the left, right, or middle, all of the authors feel that we the peoplehave failed to live up to our responsibility to see it their way. Please note that Wibe is much more elegant about how he argues for his point.
这本书就是他的研究成果。他选了60篇核心文章，一个作者一篇，除了劳斯有2篇之外。在序论里，威布总结了他从这些文章中找出的问题。事实上，不管是左派、右派还是中间派，所有的作者都觉得人们没有肩负起应负的责任， 请注意微步在论证这一点时比他们文雅多了。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
This book is the result.
这本书就是他的研究成果。
He chose about 60 core writings.
他选了60篇核心文章。
One by each author.With the singular exception of Rawls, who is allowed two.
一个作者一篇，除了劳斯有两篇之外。
The introduction is a very enjoyable summing up of some of the problems that Weib has with these core writings.
在序论里，威布总结了他从这些文章中找出的问题。
It comes down to the fact that, whether from the left, right, or middle,
事实上不管是左派、右派还是中间派，
All of the authors feel that we the people have failed to live up to our responsibility to see it their way.
所有的作者都觉得人们没有肩负起应负的责任。
Please note that Weib is much more elegant about how he argues for his point.
请注意威布在论证这一点时比他们文雅多了。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
During those same years, other ways of defining good government and sound public policy shunt majoritarian practices to one side. Late in the 20th century, these two great themes in the history of American democracy, individualism and majoritarianism,turn on one another in modern democracy's war on itself. Finally, self-rule assesses the polarized state of contemporary American democracy, putting the judgments of 60-odd commentators from Kevin Phillips and E.J. Dionne to Robert Bella and Benjamin Barber to the test of history. Weib offers his own suggestionsOn the meaning and direction of today's democracy. This sweeping work explains how the history of American democracy has brought us here, and how that same history invites us to create a different future. A History of Our Democracy, Greg Taylor. Robert Weib has written a brilliant history of the American meaning of democracy.Over the years, Weib had read deeply in democratic theory, whether written by philosophers, social scientists, or what he calls publicists, what I would call popular commentators, people like Kevin Phillips, Robert Bella, William Greeter, Irving Kristol. He concluded that most of their writings about democracy had been skewed.By a lack of any historical foundation. This book is the result. He chose about 60 core writings, one by each author, with the singular exception of Rawls, who is allowed two. The introduction is a very enjoyable summing up of some of the problems that Weib has with these core writings. It comes down to the fact that...Whether from the left, right, or middle, all of the authors feel that we the people have failed to live up to our responsibility to see it their way. Please note that Weib is much more elegant about how he argues for his point.
请您学英语要锲而不舍。
听力课堂，听 class.com。